ever suck the jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Guilty. I made Junior open up all the cabinets and find the honey today.
Junior.
This is worse than the Absinthe show.
Wow.
I don't eat a lot of sugar. As fat as I am, I don't eat a lot of sugar. And today I just went nuts. And I'm feeling just weird because it's coursing through my veins right now. You don't eat you eat no sugar, right?
I have some sugar. I put pour some sugar on me.
You put a little on your cereal or something like that.
I sweeten low.
Oh, sweet. That's not sugar,
right?
That's the sugar substitute.
But what did you have today that got you drunk?
I had it's a dessert called trifle. Mocha trifle, which is kind of like, it can best be described as, I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding you this time, kids. Vanilla pudding with brownie, chunks of brownie, real rich brownie, and pieces of Heath Bar candy bars in it.
Oh, man.
And that's after you
at a huge, huge, like, double fist size piece of chocolate, double chocolate cake.
This trifle is designed by a suicidal diabetic.
It's great.
Now you say you don't
that
eat sugar.
Would be good with what? That would be good with Rob's chicken.
Captain Crunch
sugar coated chicken.
Captain Crunch chicken.
Rob's Captain Crunch chicken.
Still need
you
to
just
bring
take
you
me to the hospital right there, right
but,
after
you know,
that.
All beer, all alcohol metabolizes to sugar.
Well,
that's right.
Well, then maybe I do. In that case, I shouldn't be having any kind of reaction.
Then you're a sugar holic.
What you are?
Absolutely.
Is you're drunk right now?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Drunk on food.
No, but you do get tired after you eat that stuff. At least I do. I have
from all the chewing?
I get kind of a sugar. No, there's no. It's pudding.
Pudding.
You could give it to the Pope.
What about the cake?
The cake required some chewing.
You had to chew the cake.
Otherwise, I choked too. I mean, but it was just.
Your
I mean,
eminence.
And it was back to back. It was like, you know, when you eat stuff like that, you have kind of a moment of. It's almost like an addict getting his fix.
Yeah.
And you keep rolling with it. And you should, you know, the chocolate cake. Stopping after the chocolate cake would have been fine. There would have been no problem at all. I just dove right into the pudding brownie Heath bar.
Well, sure.
And just devoured it and ate it and didn't care who was looking at me eat it. And it was just disgusting. And I'm sure to see me eating it. You
did
know.
This at the Le Grand Cafe, right?
Yes. And it was, but
you,
I mean, I was
you
in
were
the
sampling
kitchen.
Professionally?
Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I was in the office. Right. I mean, you know, no, Mike, I don't know. I don't,
Mike
know.
Wasn't in
I don't
the,
know the rules
Mike
and regs.
Mike wasn't in the kitchen. He wasn't in
I don't know the rules and regs.
He wasn't in there just.
I was eating it over the fryer later. No.
was, like you don't live back there anyway.
I don't. It was just.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
But sitting here and just sitting, listening, I'm listening to Rob and Don in the office, and I'm just in a different zone. And now I come in here, and I'm just, it's a giddiness. It's silliness.
I'm worried that within the hour you'll crash from the sugar high, and then you'll be in tears.
But I had the dip already, I think, in the office when I came
really?
In here. I was kind of low energy when I came in.
Uh-huh.
And then I came into the show, and it was the combination of everything and the groaners and all those silly stuff they do, that crap they do to me every day. And I came in, and I just don't know. No. I'll shut up. Somebody told me
it's
to
amazing.
Shut up.
No.
I feel it feels like.
Let's get you something else to eat.
No,
sugar.
No, I don't need that.
You sure?
Knows I don't need that. No way. No way, Jose. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. It's just, you know, it's March.
Glad you have
and we all know what that means. And we all know what that means.
That's right.
Right. Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies at WJFK. How are y'all?
Now, you're still bruised from Madonna's beating yesterday.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that anymore.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into that. It has nothing to do with anything.
Good
Everything's
you.
Great. Everything's fantastic. Could not be better, in my humble opinion. Could not be better.
Good.
Right. We cake for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I wish cake.
You know, and Rob didn't have a birthday cake yesterday here at the station.
Well, let's get one today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't we?
Yeah.
What would
let's
you like,
do.
Mike? Wait, I mean, what would you like?
No,
you like?
I am not going to eat any. I can't. I was horrible. I mean, believe it or not, even the way I, you know,
I mean,
the
not,
way
I'm
I
not eat, talking about caloric intake. I'm talking about your mental state of mind.
Well, I mean, you know, I if I had a choice of cake,
yeah,
it would be for birthday. It's the standard white, you know, to yellow birthday cake with the white frosting.
Hmm.
Your clown circus birthday cake.
Wow.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Your flowers, you know, with all the, you know, it's not anything special like the cakes that they make nowadays, you know, with the different buttercream, all that crap. It's that synthetic garbage.
Yeah, we must get whatever cake it is that Mike wants now.
Well, it's Rob's birthday cake.
I know, but still, I'm just being an
I'm not going to eat the cake.
Here.
I will eat the cake.
Yeah,
one bite with that frosting?
I know
on.
You will.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Will you eat some?
I'll have a bite, yeah.
All right.
Let's get him a nice circus cake.
Do you know the kind of cake I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
What kind of cake is that, Beth Ann? Because I don't really.
It's generally a sheet cake because half of it is like yellow and the other half is chocolate cake. And then there's this sugary.
Mike is shaking his head.
A white or yellow cake with
with
buttercream frosting.
Buttercream frosting.
It's your standard birthday cake.
Right.
Okay.
You know, it's nothing fancy. It's just a birthday cake with, you know, the circus players on it.
Okay.
Now, does the cake really have to have little guys on it, Mike?
No, but you know what I'm talking about, those kind of cakes that you
know.
You see them in Giant.
Yes, I know what you mean.
We'll decorate it.
You see them in grocery stores. And what happened to the bakery? Remember when we used to have the bakery? Are there bakeries anymore? I'm not aware of any of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? You get birthday cakes at the grocery store now.
Right.
You don't go to your corner bakery.
No, that's too bad, Mike. That's too bad.
Yeah, it's just part of the whole thing. It's part of the whole thing.
So, would you get off the phone and get this man his cake?
I don't require... I'm not sure... I need to eat any more birthday cake.
Yeah, but it's for Rob's birthday.
It's for Rob's birthday.
Yeah. Say hurry on that, Beth Ann.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, BA.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Oh, Beth Ann?
There she goes.
You told her to get off the phone. So.
She was running security today in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do we have anything upstairs at all that could help Mike through this time? Like, is there anything?
I think there's ice cream up there.
No.
You want any ice cream?
No. I'm fine. I'm going to be okay. I look forward to getting back to normal and, you know, having things go the way they normally go on the show. You know, you say stuff and I kind of react to it.
I like this, and I'm an enabler now. I'd like to give you more.
No, see, that's...
You're not quite high enough, Mike.
It does come down to the caloric thing, though. I don't want to ingest that many. I mean, I blew it today, you know, and I've been exercising lately. I've been...
Just keep blowing it.
What's that?
I mean, you've already, blown it today.
Give yourself the day. Thanks for so much support around here.
Well, I do try to support you, but, I mean, if that's what you want, is a cake.
You try to support me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, no, I think it'd be a lovely idea to get a cake for Rob.
It would be nice.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and get a cake for Rob.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Click.
Bye-bye.
Click.
There she goes.
I feel great, though. I just feel terrific.
I'm glad you feel good.
I really do.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hello.
We'll get you some more cake.
Good. Everybody have a piece.
Yeah.
Let's see. America. Oh, I can't, though.
You won't even have one bite?
Uh-uh.
You're pretty religious about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's got to run the controls.
But, you know, I mean, if you want to drink.
No.
If you wanted to drink, I would do a show to lower my inhibitions as well. I would be glad to drink.
You'd be have a cocktail?
Okay. Yeah, it's just I don't get.
Are you telling me we're stumbling into the show that you promised in February?
I don't get high or get off on food.
Sure,
right? But yeah.
Are you telling me that this could be an impromptu? Specialty show?
Oh, no. No.
No, we have the absinthe show still coming up.
That's
right.
That's next week, Mike. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be... What day?
He wants to circle his calendar.
What day?
He needs to plan.
See, now you look like you're having your sugar crash.
Yeah, now I am.
Okay, listen, I only said that...
There are better weeks you could pick for that show.
Hold on.
The next week?
You picked it.
I picked it. Did I pick it?
No, here's what it was. You said, when can we have the next absinthe show?
Right.
When is Fez coming in? And I said, I don't know. Before vacation. Mm-hmm. That was it before vacation.
Right.
And as it turns out, next Friday is the last show before vacation.
Okay.
And next Thursday is St. Patrick's Day.
We're not going to do it St. Patrick's Day, right?
Why would that be a problem?
It's a green beverage.
Why would that be a problem?
It's an earlier start than you'd planned.
It might be a good idea for me to have my wits about me that day.
Why?
I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why.
Why?
I'd be violating directives if I told you why.
I understand.
What? But
if you give me an exemption, I'll tell you why.
An exemption?
Yes. From the Hughesonian rule.
Oh, because you mean with the look around cafe?
Yeah, it's the anniversary. It's a big day. I gotta be there in the morning, the 8 o'clock in the morning, and I gotta be there.
Great, the show doesn't start till 3,
like midnight. And if I do the absence show, I'm not good to anybody.
Okay, but if you do
that on Monday or Tuesday, that would be cool.
And what starts a week better?
Well, no, I mean, it would be better if it was. It would be a bit better.
Now listen, we'll do the absence show on Friday then.
Okay.
Well, now what? Right. Hold on. We won't do it on Thursday, which would be the optimum day for the show because it's St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. We won't do that because. So what's wrong with Friday?
Friday's fine.
Hair of the dog.
Now, why are you looking down? Friday, what's wrong with Friday?
Let me see.
Would that be a conflict with another side business you have going?
No.
I think there'll be perhaps a residual effect from Thursday on Friday.
But you know what? That could work. Hey, but that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Okay.
That's fine. That could work.
I'm a professional.
That's right.
Yes, you are. I'm a professional. No. The reason I gave for Thursday is a legitimate reason.
Yes.
The reason for Friday that is not a legitimate reason.
Fair enough.
So I defer to you, sir. defer to you in totality.
Said the sugar.
I don't care. Right. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. But
that's fine.
Said Domino's.
Did I say do it in March?
Yes. I mean, you said as soon as possible, and I said.
I said as soon as possible.
We all agreed on that. I think that's when Jacob will be here.
How about before the, before.
Oh, Jacob's coming in next week?
That's what I heard. Last I heard from him, yes.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I am looking forward to it. You know, so it'll be a whole celebratory week.
Funny.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
And then we go on vacation.
Yeah, and that's probably necessary after that. I think that's a good idea.
Rehab, wink, wink.
Yes.
Okay.
Someday.
So how are you doing now?
I'm doing good. I feel even. I feel right back to where I normally am.
Oh. Okay. So you feel like normal.
Yep.
No, you don't.
I feel good.
You're still food high.
Normally I don't feel that good when I'm in here. Normally, physically, I don't. I feel kind of tired, run down. But, but today I just feel a little more energetic, just a little more goofy. And I don't, I can only attribute it to the sugar that I ingested prior to the show.
Sugar. Yeah. Oh, come on, honey. You are my candy girl.
As fat as I am, I really don't sit down and devour many desserts. And for the last 48 hours, I have been doing it with regularity. And it's not good because I think that's the worst thing I can eat.
Wait, for the last 48 hours?
Well, yeah, basically 2 days. It's not just today.
Been sampling?
Last night at dinner, I had a piece of pie with ice cream.
Mm.
What
kind of pie?
Apple. Delectable apple.
Apple pie. That's great.
Yeah. And I ate the bread before dinner, too, which is, loaded with carbohydrates.
Yeah.
So
white flour.
You like an occasional sweet, don't you? My sweet.
I don't even want to discuss this with you.
Don't you like an occasional confection?
No.
Like an occasional piece of candy?
Not really.
You don't like sweets?
I like fake sweets.
You like fake sweets?
Yes.
Really?
The Atkins crap.
Oh, right. You do? Oh, yeah.
Sadly, that passes when I have the urge for something like that, or, I have... peanuts. Look at me.
That's not even a sweet.
I'm fat, although I'm very close to finally getting under 200 pounds.
Cool.
I'm only like 4 pounds away. So that's why, with the cake thing, I don't want the cake. But, hell, if you're high because you've been eating, that's what I'm saying. I'm your pal. I'll have a drink.
I got to get my act
you.
Together. The thing is, I've started exercising with abandon again. And as opposed to the reason I stay fat is because when I exercise like I do, I tend to.
You eat more.
Crave bad food. See, it's my body just saying, stay right where you are, fatty. And I'm working like a dog. I'm burning 620 calories when I exercise, which is a lot of calories.
Yeah,
That's what I burn when I'm exercising. Of course, when you weigh 400 pounds, you get on the Stairmaster for 5 minutes, you burn 400 calories. So. Yeah, that's why. But I'll get it together.
You will have the chance to shave Rob's head.
I'm ready for it.
Your hand's not shaking.
But I must demand, please. Let's wait till the cake gets here. to have some cake and then shave Rob's head.
Okay, I won't. I will not even turn it on until you tell me to.
And Rob, it's not really a head shaving, right? Mike is just going to be cutting your hair to get it back down to its pre-growth bet state.
Yes, he's not allowed to touch the corners.
Okay,
that's what's necessary to make the top flat. But you have free rein on the sides and the back.
And you want it pretty well taken down.
You can use that guide.
Is this the only guy I get to use?
That guide is a three.
You don't mind having a drunk guy cut your hair?
He's drunk on food. What could possibly go wrong?
Do you know what I watched over the weekend, not to make you nervous or anything? I watched the movie Jackass, where they come up and back of the guys with the and they use the clipper,
yes,
and they take a chunk out of their
but
head.
You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that, too.
No, of course not.
But you don't care how short it is on the sides?
No, use the guide.
The guide, absolutely.
The guide.
What happened?
Whoops. No.
The guide
came off.
The guide is the little plastic thing that clips
like
onto the front of it.
Almost.
Yes, that Mike just pushed off.
That doesn't
off.
Happen when it's working.
Control
guys.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's not like you can pop that thing off quickly.
No.
Cut my finger.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Covered with blood.
Don and Mike show.
Sugary blood.
Hey,
sugary
Don.
Blood.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if Mike would be interested, actually, in a carrot cake that I made in culinary school yesterday.
No, that's okay. I think we're all set. I've had my sugar rush, but I had to explain it because I felt so weird coming in here, and I ate so much dessert prior to the show.
Right.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. I wasn't acting weird then. I just said very good.
Was he acting weird, Buzz?
I'm amused. I don't know. Maybe it's the mood here today.
All right. The mood's over. Don't look at me anymore. There is no mood here. You were speaking of American Idol?
Yes.
Yeah, I was.
It's a pretty good program.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. What do you think of it?
I enjoy it. It's just nice.
Did you have your pie during American Pie? During American Idol?
Technically, yes.
Wow. You did?
Yes, I did.
Cool.
Yeah. It was with a little vanilla ice cream on it.
Apple pie.
I don't need any sugar, Rob.
What is that, Rob?
Thank you. Rob bought it. Yes, some coffee sugar.
A 1 pound box of sugar, just in case.
Don't need that.
Is that like from whatever the service is that supply?
Joe Reagan.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I've got nothing against this guy. He might be the nicest guy in the world.
Dragon.
I wouldn't touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole. To me, it looks like rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
The packaging.
Which, yeah, they haven't exactly splurged on
the packaging on this, and they supply to a lot of offices,
yes.
I guess. To me, it looks like a prop from the movie 9 to 5 that Dolly Parton would have pulled out that she was going to put in Dabney Coleman's coffee to try to kill him.
Well, it probably doesn't change the fact that it's chock-a-block full of pure cane sugar.
Yeah.
The highest quality.
And the cost-cutting on the packaging is passed along to you, the consumer.
The highest quality, you say, Rob?
No expense was spared.
Does it say anything regarding the quality of the sugar on the side?
This is bad
100%
sugar.
100% pure.
Pure.
100% pure.
Man.
Guaranteed to get off, Mike. I got it right here.
Man, it's white death.
There you go.
Horse. Fantastic.
There you go. I tell you what.
That's good horse.
I'll give you a little taste. Just put your pinky out.
All right.
This one's free.
First one's free.
This is how they get you.
Okay.
First one's free. There you go. Right. There's just a little bit on
spoonful
on your
of
pinky.
Sugar.
Yeah,
here
there
we go.
You go.
Elf.
And
we rubbed it on his gums.
Man. Ooh, hello.
It's not cut.
Hey,
now,
VA!
Now you like,
get in here!
Now you like Scarface.
You got a problem with me, Antonio Montana.
What do you got, Joe? What are you doing here,
oh,
Joe?
Oh, Joe brought me a peanut butter cup.
Joe.
What, Joe?
A little piece of
chocolate.
Candy.
This guy right here eats more candy than anybody on the show. Every day there's some candy, right? Is there candy in your life every day?
I just got done with Girl Scout cookies, as a matter of
fact. Joe likes the sweets. He's got the sweet tooth on the
show. Chocolate's good.
Oh, this is a white chocolate Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Special edition.
Okay.
Only the best.
Here we go.
Here you go. Don't bogart that, Mike.
Right.
Can't snort a peanut butter cup.
Don't bogart that peanut butter cup. Man.
Good?
Not as good as the regular chocolate.
Yeah.
Really?
No. White chocolate, you know. Why mess with the best candy thing ever invented? Don't you agree?
Oh, the white chocolate pretzels, though? Those are killer.
No, but I mean, as far as a Reese's peanut butter cup,
right.
I don't think you need to improve on that.
You're right. Well,
but does it really screw with the taste? I mean, doesn't white chocolate taste like black chocolate anyway?
No. Listen, everybody has a strong opinion on that one.
Sure.
Aren't whites and blacks equals?
This is the only time that white isn't as good.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, now, listen to that.
My God.
It's
he doesn't
first from Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Rob.
I know. That was was silly.
What are you doing now?
I'm having a Hershey's. A baby. He brought candy in.
Yeah, I thought he brought you candy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's another candy. It's mm-hmm. a different candy.
Okay. Okay. This will hold until the cake gets here.
Oh. Well, I think there's a nap in my future.
You can't. We have to do the show.
I'll be awake. I'll stay awake. I'm a professional.
Mike, you're going on a trip.
Man, oh, man. Way too much sugar.
You know, this is how I expected you to react 20 years ago when we spoke to join a national airport.
Well, didn't I?
No, you got paranoid as hell.
Oh, my God. That was the last time. I opened a vein and Skittles from a thousand lands filled my senses.
Wee.
Yes, sirree. Clippers for you, Robert. Shears for you, my little sheep.
Oh, dear.
Someone's going to make a sweater out of your hair.
Oh. Why are you so
wonderful?
I don't know. Screwed up.
I'm not screwed up.
I'm not complaining.
This is the real me. It just takes a little sugar to get it going.
Really?
You remember?
Remember in a land long ago? There we go. Remember that before the alimony?
See, that's why I think that maybe it is booze.
No,
it's sugar. It's sugar.
No, you'd know if it was booze. Well,
you smell it.
No, that's, well,
comes right out of my pores. You know
that's
that.
True. That's right. You always smell like booze. It's a sugar high you got going.
A sugar high that is actually now.
And I don't mean you always smell like booze. I apologize. When you've had a lot to drink, you smell like
yes,
booze.
It's hard for me to mask that. You know. That's what it is. Yeah. No. I hope our mystery guest is filled with nougat. Very exciting. And chocolate covered.
Okay.
Very exciting.
All right, it's a call now.
I'm coming down from it now, even after eating the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, you're crashing
and the Hershey thing, yeah. Is it time for a break yet?
Cake's on the line.
Trip over, Mike.
Oh, man, am I sleepy.
The candy will kick in a second.
I hope so.
Wait for a one-way trip to Downerville.
Yeah.
And you come back to regular life?
You shouldn't eat so much of this. It's not good for you. Really, really isn't. Candy's bad. Candy is bad. Candy is not dandy, and sex will rot your teeth.
Hello?
You know, listen, Beth Ann.
Yeah?
Where's that goddamn cake?
It's coming, you know? I don't have a cake room here.
We've not even taken the first break yet, for goodness sake.
Well, I didn't think it had to be in the first break.
You didn't consult
with
them.
They were writing Happy Birthday Rob on it as I last spoke to
them. Mike, what did you want to say?
Nothing. I forgot. Your sentences last 18 minutes. I forgot what I was going to say.
He's wound up.
I'm totally wound up right now. It was funny, though, but it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone like
the
wind.
It's not gone, Mike. It's not gone.
It's more where that came from.
You know, we got candy and cake and the mystery guest coming up.
Do we have candles for Rob to blow out?
I have no idea.
You know, it is a birthday
cake. Beth Ann? Beth Ann?
I didn't think of that. I don't know.
I have a candle.
Ah, that's all we need.
That's a shock. Buzz has a candle.
He has a candle. He has a candle and a spoon.
Why carry a candle, Buzz?
Clears the smoke out of the air.
God.
Of course it does. Of course, well, Bruce. Of course, Buzz.
He's over there with a candle and a spoon melting some Necco wafers.
And some sugar from Mike.
All right. Bye, B.A. Bye-bye. And who knows what's going on back there with Joe screaming.
It's a special day. It's a fun day.
It is.
It's a fun candy cake day. I guess.
Hello.
I feel it, Mike.
Good.
Joe.
You feeling good?
Oh, yeah. I had like 8 Girl Scout cookies. I'm rocking.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Everybody's tripping.
I was just talking to someone in Sacramento.
Shut up, Joe.
Game.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
The great thing about an ensemble show.
Joe.
Yeah, we might have found some common ground.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody is always the spark plug.
Joe Arden Jones.
Yeah. Siri, baby.
He's the guy. We'll be right back, everybody.